Dreamscape presents The Cheat Sheet by Sarah Adams, narrated by Renee Dorian and Teddy Hamilton.
Cheat Sheet. A piece of paper the quarterback has on his wristband to easily reference plays to be called.
Chapter 1. Bree. Balancing two cups of burning hot coffee and a box of donuts while trying to unlock a front door is not easy. But because I'm the best friend a person could ever ask for, which I will remind Nathan of as soon as I make it inside his apartment, I manage it. I hiss when I turn the lock and a splash of coffee darts out onto my wrist through the little hole in the lid. I have fair skin, so there's a 1,000,000% chance it's going to leave an angry red mark. The moment I step inside Nathan's apartment, which really should not be called an apartment because it's the size of 5 large apartments smushed together, the familiar clean and crisp scent of him knocks into me like a bus. I know this smell so well, I think I could follow it like a bloodhound if he ever goes missing. Using the heel of my tennis shoe, I slam the front door shut with enough gusto to warn Nathan that I'm on the premises. Attention all sexy quarterbacks, cover your goods, a greedy-eyed woman is in the house. A high-pitched yelp sounds from the kitchen, and I immediately frown. Peeking around the corner, I find a woman wearing a light pink shorts and camisole sleep set pressed into the far corner of the wraparound white marble kitchen counter. She's clutching a butcher knife to her chest. We're separated by a massive island, but from the way her eyes are bugging out, you'd think I was holding matching cutlery against the jugular vein in her neck.
Don't come any closer,
she screeches, and I immediately roll my eyes, because why does she have to be so screechy? She sounds like a clothespin is pinching the bridge of her nose, and she has recently inhaled a whole balloon full of helium. I would raise my hands in the air so I don't get knifed to death, but I'm sort of loaded down with breakfast goods. Goods for me and Nathan, not Miss Screechy. This isn't my first rodeo with one of Nathan's girlfriends, though, so I do what I always do and smile at Kelsey. And yeah, I know her name, because even though she pretends not to remember me every time we meet, she's been dating Nathan for a few months now, and we have met several times. I have no idea how he spends time with this woman. She seems so opposite of the type of person I would pick for him. They all do. Kelsey, it's me, Bree. Remember? Nathan's best friend since high school, the woman who was here before you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?